Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being perfect. Jesus told us to be perfect just as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And while I don't know that it's talking about a lack of imperfection from a human standard, he's talking about living a complete life, a life that is complete in Christ, a life of fullness, a life that, as Paul wrote, that aims for perfection, not of our own works or our own goodness, but through being cleansed by the blood of Jesus, by being found washed, made pure, declared holy. And so each day this week, we're talking and praying about some aspect of being perfect. And today, we're going to focus in on perfect unity. And being perfect through the unity that we work at, that we embrace, that we seek. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14 says, "And over all of these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Now, a fair question would be, hearing that verse, reading that verse, is over all of what virtues? Well, Paul's list to the Colossians sounds a little bit like his description of the fruit of the Spirit. He says we ought to clothe ourselves, we ought to wear, we ought to live with virtues of peace. And in doing so, we clothe ourselves with compassion, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness and patience, with forbearance and forgiveness. The things the Spirit of God produces in us, we allow God's Spirit to produce. We join in the production of that through our obedience and submission to Him. But we make it a point to put these things into practice, to clothe ourselves with them every day. We do that with our physical bodies. We make a point to clothe ourselves each day before we leave the house. If not, we find ourselves in trouble. And God's desire is that as we clothe ourselves with the things of His Spirit, that we recognize even those good things all by themselves can easily be misused. They can become divisive. But over all of these things, put on love. Not a love as the world gives love, but a love that binds all of these characteristics of God's Spirit, the production of His work in our life, to bring unity. To be seen and known as one who is whole, who is complete. And we live life in a world that is so divided. I don't have to tell you that. If you still read a newspaper, whether it's online or in physical print or some other means, you can see pretty easily. You look at any social media feed, And people are divided and they fight and they argue over serious matters and matters that are really of very little consequence. It just like seems like we as a people enjoy it. And sometimes we're not so drawn to the fight itself, but it becomes entertainment for us. We watch it, and in so doing, we encourage it. It's like any physical contest. If people don't show up and watch it and pay their admission fee, it's not going to continue. And we do that with these verbal arguments. We're drawn to it. And God's desire is that we would clothe ourselves with the things that would make those acts of division appalling to us. That we would not want to even observe it. We would do whatever is in our power to not be the spectator. And to recognize the unity that God wants us to have as brothers and sisters in Christ. As the body of Christ, it begins with the unity that we have with Him. And it flows into the unity we have in our home. A home that ought to be based on Christ. And it flows into the unity that ought to exist within the church gathering that we participate in. Believers who put on the love of Christ, who clothe themselves with kindness and forgiveness and forbearance and compassion and love. Then it begins to flow into our schools and our workplaces, the areas that we do life in. And so it's important that we step back and examine where, in the midst of the lack of unity and the division within the world and within our country and our community, we back up and say, where does the breakdown begin? We look at that smaller unit. If there's no unity within the state, well, does it exist within our communities? Well, some may have a little bit, but there doesn't appear to be a lot of unity within very many communities. But what about the churches in the communities? Well, there's definitely church gatherings that have good unity amongst themselves, but the unity between one another is sometimes lacking. But what about the families within the church gathering? And we discover that some live in unity with one another, but many do not. We've not learned how to clothe ourselves with these articles of compassion and of kindness and forbearance and forgiveness on a daily basis. But it really backs all the way up to more and more people need to live at unity with God. And when we do that, the unity flows into these other areas. Now, it won't be complete because each of these areas will have people in them that have chosen not to have unity with God. But the more that we desire and focus on being united with Christ in all things, the more we're made perfect in unity. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to be not only right with you, but to be united with you through your Son, Jesus. And as we clothe ourselves with the fruit of the Spirit, the things that your Spirit produces, the peace, the kindness, the compassion, the forgiveness, the forbearance, the love which wraps up all of these other components in such a way that they're exhibited in our interactions with others. We find that common ground of your word and your Spirit, of your presence. So God, today, help us. As we enjoy the work of your Spirit in our life, and we take all of those attributes that your Spirit produces and we bind them together in love to know a unity that is being made perfect. And Father, as your Spirit convicts us of those relationships that do not have that perfect unity, may we continue to pursue that type of unity from our perspective, from our side, from our willingness. And allow you and ask for you to work in the lives of those who disrupt unity, who become roadblocks to unity, who fail to love. God, when that's us, may we be repentant. May we return to being clothed with the things of your goodness and wrapping it all up in love. May we find that perfect unity, the unity that's found in Christ. And help us to lift up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, the one that does bind all of these things together in perfect unity. That as we lift up Jesus, He would draw many people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.